This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 435, what you should never leave behind on IELTS. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll examine one student's preparation experience, or rather, lack thereof, and give you guys some tips on preparing for a 7 or higher in IELTS in all sections.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic. I could use a little bit more coffee. It doesn't sound like it, but I would like some more coffee. What about you, Lindsay?
I have had my coffee for the day. I might get another one later if I have time. you know, you can never have too much coffee. Actually, you can, but
I feel like I can. I feel like I could just drink coffee from like morning to night and I could still go to sleep fine.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, that's you're lucky there. I don't know. I tend to overdose on coffee sometimes. But other than that, I'm feeling good. It's, you know, it's July, it's summertime, and the sun's out. The weather's been nice here, so I hope the weekend is nice.
Awesome. Yes. And you just had a white water rafting adventure?
I did. I went white water rafting in Maine, which was so fun. It's so nice to be up in, you know, up in moose country up there. It's so rural up there. It's amazing. There's nobody up there in Maine.
There isn't, right?
That was so nice.
Is that really what you call it? Moose country?
Well, there are a lot of moose up there for sure.
Oh, funny.
And just very clear, you know, the water was so clean and clear and cold, cold up there. And it was refreshing just to get out of the city and to be in a new place.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to start. Well, I've already planned our road trip, but I'm going to look more closely in the next couple of days and see all the cool stuff we could do along the way.
It's going to be awesome.
Okay, sweet. So we got an email from a listener who doing some practice tests, not getting what they need, but also not practicing everything they need. So, Lindsay, would you like to read this email, please?
Of course. Here we go. So here's the student. The student says, first, thank you for your videos. I'm preparing for IELTS myself, and I get approximately 20 right answers for listening and reading when I take the questions from the Cambridge books. But I never try to answer my writing and my speaking questions. I need to get at least a 6.5 overall with a 6 in each. Could you give me instructions to get this? Thanks in advance.
Okay. So what, just by looking at that, what's the first problem that jumps out at you?
Well, one thing that comes to mind personally is just that he's not doing half the tests in terms of the practice tests.
Right.
He's not doing the writing and speaking activities or tests, not doing the practice tests.
So he's just diving in, can't get more answers than 20, which, what would that be? So that's not even a 6. Like, you would need at least 23 answers to get a 6. Mm. So on listening and reading. So he's not even reaching a 6 there. He'd be a 5.5. But it doesn't sound like he's doing anything besides just the questions in the Cambridge books. So, like, that's the first thing. If you keep getting the same amount of right answers, if you're not improving in your performance, then like there's a problem. With listening and reading, you know, you need the strategies to get the answers, especially in reading. You need the time-saving strategies and to practice them with the practice test. But you need to learn them before you start testing yourself, because you're testing yourself on stuff you don't know at that point, right? Like,
exactly.
He's not sure how to get more than 20, and so he's gonna keep getting 20.
Yeah, we've seen this with students in the past, right? Just taking practice test after practice test, but not adding to their strategy systems in their mind. So they actually aren't, their score is staying the same every time. There's no point, guys. It's a big waste of your time.
Exactly. So that's the first issue, right? Like, you need to study some skills. You need to learn some strategies in order to get more right answers. So that's the first thing. But then the second thing is he's not even trying to answer the writing and speaking questions. So like, that's very surprising to me. Like, I don't know how you're gonna go in on test day and perform well in writing and speaking if you haven't practiced them at all. But having said that, like, practicing wrong is also not gonna help you. So if he does start trying to write the essays, but he doesn't know how to write the essays, then that is also pointless. Same with the speaking. There's so many small things involved on IELTS being a unique exam. And how it's not like a native speaker conversation or even daily talking in English, that if you do show up not knowing what the examiner is listening for, then you can maybe get a six. Like, that's kind of, that's an outside, that's like the best you could hope for is a six.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think sometimes maybe it's easy for the student to pass over the writing and speaking and say, oh, I'll do it later, just because it takes a little bit more of a little more organization, just sitting down, timing things out, writing. Sure. It takes a bit more work maybe, but you can't skip over it. Gosh, it's 50% of your score. Right?
I know. And I know it's weird trying to practice speaking by yourself, but that doesn't matter. You have to start there. Talking to yourself is the perfect place to start, because then you're not as nervous, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not freaking out. You could talk a little bit more slowly, trying to work in new vocabulary. Really take your time. You could practice the answers more than once, which we also recommend, especially with part two. Guys, like, one thing that I tell some of the students that I work with in our course is, for part two, a really good way to practice is to get one part two card and practice that three times. Just that card. Because every time you practice, you're adding details. You're becoming more confident, more fluent. And that's what we want to practice, right? Mm. So I really like that as an activity. But yeah, you can talk to yourself for sure. And writing is tough to do by yourself, though. Like, you really do need some input. And I could see that he knows that he needs some help, or else he wouldn't write to us, right? So it's like, could you give me some instructions to do this? Well, I mean, it's all in our course. There's the writing module is huge, the speaking module is huge. Yep. So it's all there. But if we could give like one tip as far as speaking and writing goes, Lindsay, what sticks out to you from some of the strategies we've discussed about speaking? Hello, wonderful IELTS candidates. If you want to prepare for a 7 or higher in all sections with an organized system of strategies guaranteed to raise your next IELTS scores, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
So on a general level, I mean, I think that one of the things that students struggle with is feeling like they don't have any ideas. So one thing you could start with, go back to, is the culture of thinking, and that would serve you for all of the questions, all the parts of the speaking test. So going to our blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, type in culture of thinking and get advice on how to build that skill. That would be a diverse skill across the whole test.
That is necessary. That is for both speaking and writing, for sure. Yeah, and this is episode 435, guys. If you want to come back to the blog, as Lindsay said, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Search for 435. I'll link to a culture of thinking episode to give you some guidance. So that is the place to start. You need to start getting input, right? Reading good writing, listening to native speakers talk, trying to immerse yourself in English in any way you can. And that's not only to get ideas, but it's also to model how we communicate as far as linking our ideas, different sentence structures, right? Receiving the information, that's the place to start. And then as far as being able to practice it yourself, you need to know the scoring system. You need to know what the examiner needs to see in your speaking and writing. So in writing, for example, as far as task two goes, more ideas are not better. No matter how many times we talk about this, I know it's still hard for students to trust this piece of advice because I still see students trying to fit too many ideas into their paragraph two, their paragraph three in task two. So remember, guys, it's not the amount of ideas. It's how specific you get with one idea. That's the difference between a six and a seven, a seven and eight. The stronger your ideas, the higher your score, which means they're going to be more specifically supported with details and examples. And again, guys, come back to this blog post 435. I will link to some more episodes about how to be specific in the body. But I find that that's really overall something that a lot of students would benefit from, is this trusting that one piece of advice.
Love that. Love that. And we've actually gotten quite a few questions recently about whether or not we have a course specifically for writing, guys. And our course is for every part of the test, but our writing module, as Jessica said earlier, is quite robust. It's very robust. It's definitely the biggest module because we know that that's the thing you guys struggle with the most. So you don't need to buy a course that's just for writing. You can get everything with us and get the full score increase guarantee in our course, and you will get exactly what you need for the writing test.
Okay. And it's all tied together. I mean, I really don't want you guys to just study one skill. All of the skills are tied together. I mean, even as far as listening, linking to speaking goes, right? Pronunciation. If you cannot say a sound correctly, then it's difficult for you to hear the sound correctly. And everything's tied together. We read so we become better writers. We learn vocabulary for both speaking and writing and to understand listening and reading. So all of the activities, all the practice, they help each other. So I really wouldn't recommend only studying one section of the test, guys. Even no matter how confident you feel in the other sections, you can get better. Everyone can get better.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a holistic perspective that we take on the test, guys. And, you know, if we thought that that was important to have a course just for writing, we would create it. But instead, we've created the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, which covers your bases for all parts of the test and is most likely to get you the best results. Okay?
Exactly. Cool. Exactly. So come back to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And you could see the amazing scores that our students are getting, and you could get into the course yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And the last couple of weeks and moving forward, we've had quite a few students on the podcast. So listen for those episodes, guys. They're just success stories coming out every week. It's very
so
cool.
Many.
Very cool.
It's so awesome.
Cool. So good. So excited. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. It's been fun.
Awesome. It was fantastic to talk to you as always, Lindsay.
As always. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.